We here at The Robinson Show would like to extend our sincere condolences to the families, friends, and the victims that have been deeply affected by the tragedy that happened in Kansas City immediately after the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl parade and rally. Again, we here at The Robinson Show would like to extend our sincere thoughts, prayers, and condolences to the families, victims, and the people affected by the senseless tragedy in Kansas City, Missouri.
First and goal. Mahomes swings it.
It's there! Hardman! Jackpot, Kansas City! And this was the Andy Reid special. This was the Andy Reid special. We talked about he was saving all day. He's going to fake a motion to go across. And at that moment, he turns and goes back. Hardman, who they didn't have, right?
And they win it by three on this touchdown throw to Mecole Hardman, who started the season as a Jet.
Well, first of all, I want to congratulate Andy, the football team, our coaching staff, on an incredible performance. And it's been an amazing five-year run. I want to thank the Lord for giving us this opportunity. Watching today's game, I couldn't help but think about my parents and how proud they would be of this football team. At their heart, they were the biggest Chiefs fans in the world, and they would love celebrating another world championship with the best fans in the NFL, Chiefs Kingdom. Kudos to the team. What an incredible performance. One of the most thrilling Super Bowls I've ever seen.
Well, there's no doubt. I mean, the guys were great. Defense played out of their mind. How about that D, baby? Our defense played great. And then the O just kept persevering and pushing and pushing and pushing and did a great job. I'm so proud of the whole group. Special teams jumped up in there and dominated right at the end there. It was beautiful. Man, I don't know, but I'm going to celebrate it with these people right here, man. Hey, on three, one, two, three. How about those? Chiefs!
Really, just the whole game was just kind of our whole entire season. It was the defense just keeping us in there, and then the offense making plays when it counted. And then, of course, Harrison Butker hitting from about 70. So it was a microcosm of our whole season. I'm just proud of the guys. They kept believing. And I'm proud of the coaches for calling up those plays. They got us some touchdowns there at the end. Yeah, just know that the Kansas City Chiefs are never underdogs. Just know that. Yeah, it means the world. Just the whole family of Kansas City and Chiefs Kingdom is special. Brittany's a great wife with two great kids. I can't ask for anything better than this, man. We're Super Bowl champs, Kansas City. I'll see y'all at the parade. Let's do it, baby.
Chiefs Kingdom! Y'all hear this? We've been fighting for all right all day. How about a little Viva Las Vegas? Viva Las Vegas! Viva! Viva Las Vegas!
Well, you know, the goal's always been to get three. But we couldn't get here without getting the two and having that target on our back all year. And I love these guys right here. The men that we just won this thing with, family forever, baby. I couldn't be more proud of you guys. And how about it? We get a chance to do it three times in a row. How do you get excited for that, baby? You go party in Las Vegas and get back to it. You got to fight for your right.
Believe it. That audio is courtesy of the National Football League and American broadcaster CBS Sports. The first audio bit that you heard was Jim Nantz and Tony Romo on the call of the game-winning touchdown with Patrick Mahomes, quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, throwing a touchdown pass to Mecole Hardman to seal the deal for the Chiefs to win their third NFL championship in five seasons. And then the sound bites that you heard was Chiefs owner Clark Hunt, head coach Andy Reid, quarterback Patrick Mahomes, and tight end Travis Kelce just sharing their excitement for winning the big one. And it was a celebratory mood. Unfortunately, things went from celebratory to very somber with the recent events that had transpired in Kansas City at the end of the Chiefs Super Bowl parade and rally, where one was confirmed dead and over 20 were critically injured after a terrible shooting that had taken place at the Chiefs Super Bowl, immediately after the Chiefs Super Bowl parade and rally near Union Station in downtown Kansas City. Well, I'm going to bring him back on the program. He's the co-host of the Arrowheads Abroad podcast. It covers the Kansas City Chiefs and the NFL from a United Kingdom perspective. He lives in England. Let's welcome him back to the program, Owen Whittleson. Hey, Owen, welcome back to the program, considering the circumstances.
Hi, thanks for having me back on. Yeah, I just wanted to start by sending off my thoughts and prayers to everybody in Kansas City, all the victims of the event and those at the Super Bowl parade. Obviously, being a fan from over in the UK, I, despite being so far away, I've got such a strong connection to that city. So seeing something like that happen at an event that should be so happy and be a moment of celebration was really hard to see from so far away. So yeah, just my thoughts and prayers go out to everyone at the event and all the victims as well. And a big thank you to obviously all the first responders and doctors who have clearly worked tirelessly to try and limit the impact that situation had.
Absolutely, Owen, and definitely that's the same sentiment that I share, thoughts and prayers, and hopefully, I know that this has been a broken record, and this is not the first time that it's happened, and unfortunately, this won't be the last time this happens unless there's more control, better leadership. I know we're not getting political, but the laws can get tighter in terms of, you know, people possessing their firearms and things of that nature. But man, definitely it's a tough way to transition, but we're going to do our best to transition. And so the Kansas City Chiefs, they win their third Lombardi in 5 seasons. What were your takeaways from the victory over the San Francisco 49ers?
I mean, yeah, it was a tense one. It was obviously being a fan, it was really tough watch at times, especially towards the beginning, at the beginning of the game. Yeah, the 49ers are playing some really good defense, and luckily the Chiefs are able to limit the amount of points that the 49ers offense put up whilst our offense was struggling. So yeah, it was a really tense game at the start there, and they did get off to an early lead, but just like they've done all season, this Chiefs team rallied and they battled and they fought together, and it was another real team effort. It was a really hard fought and hard battled win for this Chiefs team, and they came away cementing a dynasty with a third Super Bowl ring and the second in 2 years. So yeah, what a team and what a game. It was a real thriller.
Indeed it was one heck of a game. Definitely it's going to go down as one of the best in the history of the NFL, just in terms of just the first, it's only the second overtime game in Super Bowl history. So of course the first one was the Patriots and the Falcons. That was Super Bowl 51 in Houston, and now we had number 58 that had taken place in Las Vegas, and definitely it was one for the ages. And I just want to talk now about some of the players on the offensive side. Isaiah Pacheco, rough start for him. The 49ers defense stopped him for much of the game, but he got going late in the fourth quarter, and especially going into the overtime period. 18 carries, 59 yards. And he also had 6 catches for 33 yards. Give me your thoughts on Isaiah's play.
Yeah, he really really managed to put that first half fumble behind him. He played some of his better football in the latter half of the game and overtime. Yeah, not his like most flashy performance. Not his like, you know, he didn't seem to break too many huge runs, but no, a really solid performance from a great player in his second year now, and back to back Super Bowl champion, which is an amazing start to his career. Yeah, I think he's the first starting running back to win back to back Super Bowls in his first 2 years. So yeah, huge props to him for the performance that he put in to help this offense get going, and like I said, really put that early fumble behind him and didn't let it affect him too much. Yeah, great player.
Yeah, you're absolutely right about that. Isaiah had his struggles in that first half, particularly as you stated with the fumble, but he was able to get himself together and be one of the key players in that game-winning drive to help the Chiefs win. I want to talk now about Rashee Rice, again, was somebody that came up big in the second half, and especially in the overtime period, to beat the 49ers. Rashee Rice made some key plays. Credit to Mahomes and his athletic ability, but Rashee Rice was able to get open on a lot of key routes. Your thoughts on Rashee's play?
Yeah, similar sentiments to Isaiah Pacheco. Had a really strong game towards the end of the game. catching a couple of nice passes across the middle of the field. Just a great player, really happy to have him on our side. Yeah, there's not much more to say after such a great performance and a great season from the rookie. I think he has the most receptions in playoff history for a rookie receiver, which is a great accolade to have and a great symbol of what a strong season he's had. So yeah, really happy for him and looking forward to seeing his sophomore year and seeing how he develops and gets better from that in 2024.
Absolutely, yeah. Rashee Rice was really one of the few bright spots during this NFL season for the Kansas City Chiefs, specifically at the wide receiver position. Someone that really was an X factor, not just throughout this whole season, but really in the big one against the 49ers, Justin Watson, 3 catches, 54 yards. He really came up huge in the overtime period. Your thoughts on Justin's play?
Yeah, Justin Watson has been that guy that Patrick Mahomes can go to. Not one of the bigger names or the flashier players on the team, but definitely a consistent target for Mahomes, especially with some receivers having some struggles this season. So, yeah, really happy for him getting another ring on his finger as well. It was just a great team effort, and I feel like all the receivers in that room stepped up in their own ways. Especially, like I said, towards the back end of the Super Bowl. So, yeah, all the guys stepped up, Justin Watson included. So, yeah, I'm really happy that this wide receiver room in general stepped up when it really needed to. And Watson was one of those guys in there making plays.
All right, another wide receiver in the big one that stepped up in a major way. Matter of fact, he scored the touchdown in the fourth quarter to give the Chiefs the lead. Marquez Valdes-Scantling, it was a tough year for him, missing a lot of key passes and during the regular season, but he stepped up in a major way in the playoffs, specifically in the AFC Championship against the Baltimore Ravens, and then in the big one against the 49ers, catching that touchdown to take the lead in the fourth quarter. Your thoughts on Marquez's play?
Yeah, I mean, he really... came into his own in the playoffs after, like you said, a turbulent season in Kansas City. I feel like battling adversity and coming through adversity and coming out the other end a better player and a better team is something that has lived through this Chiefs team all season. There are countless players who could be considered to be underperforming, and MVS was up there as one of the targets that a lot of Chiefs fans had going into the end of the regular season, because they were just worried about his standard of play. But in the playoffs, he really stepped up. He had a couple of key catches against the Bills in the divisional round, and then scoring back-to-back touchdowns, I believe, against Baltimore and then against 49ers. 2 touchdowns in the championship game and the Super Bowl. A great player. Stepped up when he needed to when the lights were the brightest. So, yeah, he's a big reason why we're sat here today as Super Bowl champion. So regardless of what he did in the regular season, he stepped up when he needed to, and sometimes that's all you need, especially when you have a team as good as the Chiefs. So yeah, really happy for him to put those doubters, make those doubters quiet, and really cement himself as a strong playoff wide receiver.
Absolutely, and there's a saying that goes, Owen, it's not how you start, it's how you finish. And Marquez started rough. The season, as you said, the season was very turbulent for him, but what a finish for him, scoring the go-ahead touchdown in the fourth quarter and being one of those key elements to help the Chiefs win the big one. Speaking of a key element, Mecole Hardman scoring the game-winning touchdown. Not just scoring the game-winning touchdown, but most importantly, making a big difference in the game-winning drive for the Chiefs. 3 catches, 57 yards, and the game-winning touchdown. Your thoughts on Mecole?
Yeah, I mean, he is one of the most interesting storylines from the Chiefs season. Obviously, starting the year with the Jets after having a promising 2022 campaign with the Chiefs, and then getting a deal elsewhere, which is fine. It was mutually, you know, beneficial to both teams at the time, and then obviously getting that mid-season trade to come back to Kansas City, and then on his return in the biggest game of the year, coming up clutch with a huge catch down the field in the first half, which was obviously just before the Pacheco fumble. So unfortunately, it didn't count as any points, but still getting that momentum and really showing that the offense could click at any time was huge in that game, because the 49ers were defending us really well before that. So, yeah, being able to show that this Chiefs offense can still get downfield and still cause some problems was huge that early on in the game, and kind of made the 49ers rethink their strategy. And then obviously scoring the game-winning touchdown in overtime. A huge moment for a guy who's been on the roster and done it for this Chiefs team for so long. And to come back and have that redemption in a Kansas City uniform after starting the year in a Jets uniform is definitely, like I said, an intriguing storyline. And I'm really happy for him that we were able to bring him back and that he was able to have such a big impact on the Super Bowl, because he's another one of those guys that we wouldn't be here without him and without his impact. So, yeah, really happy for him.
Yeah, you said the key word, Owen, redemption. That was one of the themes of this year's Kansas City Chiefs season, and certainly Mecole Hardman definitely found redemption getting the game-winning touchdown as a member of the Kansas City Chiefs. We'll get back to the offense in just a moment. I want to get to the defensive side. A couple of these guys have been clutch during this postseason run, and they were clutch in this game against the 49ers. Justin Reed and George Karlaftis, they both recorded a half sack in this game. Any comments there? Any thoughts that you have on the play of Justin and George?
Yeah, Justin Reed was all over the field in the Super Bowl. He let a couple of catches go, but when you're up against receivers like Deebo Samuel and Brandon Ayuk and tight ends like George Kittle, you're going to let a few go. You're not going to have to hold them back all game. But no, he played really well, obviously had some really, really key pressures and just had just brought that energy. I actually watched the mic'd up, the Super Bowl mic'd up on the NFL's YouTube channel. And it, you just see his energy throughout the whole game and him talking and rallying this defense and willing and spurring on the offense to do what they need to do on that side of the ball. And then, like I said, getting behind his guys and really rallying that defense and showing that he's a true leader of this team as a veteran presence, especially with the team so young, especially with like a really, really young defense full of second and third year guys. So, yeah, to have that presence on the field made all the difference. His energy and that's not to not to mention his performance with the pressures and the half a sack he got. A great all round performance, a real leader on this team. So yeah, really happy for him.
All right, and then the leading tackler on the defense, Nick Bolton. What a season that he had! Very quiet season, but a productive season. He led the team with 5 tackles. Your thoughts on Nick?
Yeah, one of the more underrated players on this Chiefs defense. We were so many guys getting the praise all year, especially towards the back end of the season, because they all played phenomenally as a unit. Nick Bolton's one of those guys that has just slugged it out and just had a great season, racking up the tackles, like you said, led the team in tackles in the Super Bowl. So, yeah, a great player on a great defense, and like I said, one of those quieter guys who doesn't get as much attention, but that might sometimes play in his favor because people aren't going to be keen up on him as much and not going to be have their eyes on him as much as they would be some of the other players on that team. So yeah, he's played really well, had a great season, and he's got a Super Bowl ring at the end of it. Yeah, he had a great performance in the Super Bowl.
Absolutely, and speaking of somebody that came up huge, hey, Travis Kelce. I mean, there was a lot of attention on the current person that he's with, but hey, Travis, he stepped up, man. Now, he had a little skirmish with the head coach. He apologized for that. He showed up, and he showed out. 9 catches, 93 yards. Your thoughts on Travis?
Yeah, he's another guy that's a kind of silence of doubters who thought he wasn't himself in the regular season. He really played well throughout all the postseason games, that whole playoff run he played. Unbelievable football, and especially in the Super Bowl, he had some great catches. A really key one across the field in overtime to take the ball down to like the 13-yard line with about 10 seconds to go. I believe it was that play. He had some really, really important plays down the stretch. A great player, one of, if not the greatest tight end that's ever stepped foot on a football field. So, yeah, another great run for him, and long may it continue in Kansas City. I hope he sticks around and keeps playing for Big Red in Kansas City, and they can keep doing what they do, because it's a winning combination at the moment. So, yeah, I hope he continues to perform at the level he is and keeps bringing those accolades for himself, because he deserves it.
Yeah, man, the best just continues to get better, and Travis Kelce is definitely someone in his prime, and as you said, knock on wood, he's got an opportunity to be the greatest tight end of all time. There have been some great ones, Shannon Sharp, Rob Gronkowski, my gosh, just to name a few, and certainly Kelce definitely has the opportunity to be at the top. If not one, I mean, he's already one of the best, and speaking of being one of the best with the potential to be the best, or the GOAT, the GOAT, Patrick Mahomes, he completed 34 out of 46 passes for 333 yards, two touchdown passes, and an interception. He was just magnificent in that fourth quarter and in the overtime drive. Now, say what you want about the 49ers defense was effective, but Patrick Mahomes, too much. Thoughts on Mahomes?
Yeah, I mean, he's had such a great run these past 6 years. A sensational player. We might not have seen a talent like him in the NFL before. The way he plays football is just different. I mean, obviously, there's still that argument to be had that there are a couple of guys better than him. I personally agree. I don't think he's quite there yet with that on that number one spot, like amongst the greatest quarterbacks of all time. I don't think he's there yet. But he's certainly making a case to be in the top three now, along with Brady and Montana. So, a sensational player. He can do everything. He can make things happen when there's doubt across whether it's the Chiefs fans or the opposing team's fans or anyone in the NFL watching the game. When there's doubt sprinkled in there, he just seems to put all that aside and doesn't let it affect him. And he goes out there and he plays and he just makes things happen. And he really willed this team to that Super Bowl victory, especially like you said, in the fourth quarter and overtime. It felt like a game that he just did not want to let slip away from him, no matter how much the odds were stacked against him. So he put that early interception aside because it wasn't his greatest play. It was a bit of an overthrow on his part when it should have been put straight in Travis Kelce's hands. But no, he overshot that one. But he put that behind it, and like Pacheco with the fumble, he didn't let it affect the rest of his game, and he went out there and he played even better afterwards. So. Yeah, and what can you say about that overtime drive, getting all the way down the field and putting the ball in the end zone for Hardman? Just an unbelievable player, and it's great to see him lift another Lombardi in a Chiefs uniform, and hope there's plenty more to come because he deserves it. He's special.
Absolutely, he is special, Owen. And again, he's one of those once in a lifetime talents as you described them. I want to stay with Patrick for a moment. So you mentioned the stat that Patrick winning his third Super Bowl MVP, that puts him with Tom Brady and Joe Montana as the only quarterbacks with three Super Bowl MVPs. I guess when it's all said and done, I know it's still very early, and I don't think he's even hit his prime yet, but when it's all said and done, will he be the GOAT? Will he pass Brady? What's the potential?
I mean, the sky's the limit with him at quarterback, so it's really hard to say. Obviously, Brady went, a decade without winning a Super Bowl and still managed to pick up seven during his long career. So there's a way to go for Mahomes, I'll put it that way. He's got a lot more to achieve in the NFL if he wants to truly get that GOAT status, but he's got loads of time to do it in as well. He's only 28 years old. Like you said, he might not have entered his prime yet, which is a really scary thought for the rest of the league, because he'll only keep getting better. And on a year like this year, when everyone doubted him and his team to get it done and to put on another good playoff run, let alone get the Super Bowl and win it, for him to still pull through and still win that Super Bowl when everyone doubted him and the team that Kansas City had built this year and the struggles they faced, it's all the more so impressive because he's done it with a team that a lot of people doubted. The defense played phenomenally all season, but offensively there were struggles. So to come back and battle through that and to still win a Super Bowl at the end of it against some amazing competition in the AFC playoffs and then in the Super Bowl against a really, really strong 49ers team. It's just credit to him and the hard work he puts in. But yeah, we'll see about the whole GOAT conversation. I don't want to get ahead of myself. I'm just trying to enjoy it in the moment. And, I think he's got every chance to do that and to certainly get a couple more rings under his belt. And then we'll see later on down the line.
Absolutely, and you definitely have every right to enjoy the moment. Owen and Chiefs fans are definitely enjoying this moment right now, and Patrick is definitely at the peak of his powers right now. And certainly, it's again, as you said, the sky is the limit. And certainly, hey, we'll know what happens. I mean, again, he has not hit the prime of his career as of yet, and certainly the best is definitely yet to come for Patrick Mahomes. And speaking of, man, still at the peak of his powers, head coach Andy Reid, you talk about someone that, again, that 49ers defense, give them a lot of credit. They really shut down the Chiefs offense for much of the game until late in the third quarter. That's when Andy Reid and his offensive staff, the offensive coordinator, Matt Nagy, they really had to get things together, and it really got Patrick going, Travis, Isaiah, and the crew. That's when things really got going, and that's a lot of credit to the coaching of Andy Reid. Give me your thoughts on Coach Reid and his performance against the 49ers.
Yeah, he played a really good game and schemed a really good game, especially towards the end. The 49ers defense had our number in the first quarter, especially with it being a scoreless game. In the first quarter, and then managed to hold us just 3 points in the second quarter. So finishing the half with only 3 points on the board is a really good performance from the 49ers defense. And then to come out and do what we did in the second half and overtime was just a credit to the kind of coach he is. I mean, it's like the third Super Bowl in a row where this Chiefs team, led by Andy Reid, has come back from a 10-point deficit to win the game. His adjustments are incredible and second to none. His ability to stay in games and to stay competitive even when the odds are against him, being down 10 points in three straight Super Bowls and winning is unbelievable. I think there's something, there's been like 7 10-point comebacks in a Super Bowl where the team wins from a 10-point deficit, and the Chiefs have three of them, and that's across NFL history. So yeah, it's unbelievable what he did. And just got to hope that he stays in Kansas City for longer and keeps playing really good football.
Well, Owen, Andy Reid and Travis Kelce, they've confirmed they will be back for the 2024 season. And also, Chris Jones is going to be back. He got an extension. And also, Steve Spagnuolo, the defensive coordinator, he also got a contract extension as well. So I know it's premature, and I know you're still in the moment, but I want to ask you about the contract extension specifically of Chris Jones and also the defensive coordinator, Spagnuolo. What does this mean for the Chiefs in 2024?
Yeah, I mean, it's time to start considering Steve Spagnuolo as one of the best defensive coordinators the NFL has ever seen. He's such a great coach and has really led this defense throughout the last, what is it now, 5 years, 4 years. Obviously he's now a three-time champion with the Chiefs, and what a turnaround he's made this Chiefs defense, what it used to be. I remember the Mahomes' first season as a starter in 2018 when it was the defense that let him down, because he had a 5,000-yard, 50-touchdown season, but it was that defense that he just couldn't get over the line. So then we bring Steve in the next season, and he just turns the team around and turns that side of the ball around. The extension is more than deserved. He's had such a good run in Kansas City, and it was such good news waking up, I think it was the day after the Super Bowl, and finding out that he had got that extension. So great for this team. Great as a fan, knowing that he's going to be back in the building next year. And great for the defense as well, to have a guy that they clearly rallied around. Especially in the playoffs with those in Spags We Trust t-shirts that Justin Reid and some of the other defensive players were rocking. Just a credit to the kind of guy he is and the coach he is, because he's really turned his team around, and it'll be great to have the guys rally around him again as we go on another Super Bowl run.
Rightfully so. It's all about, normally when a team wins a championship, you know, there's the unfortunate end where you lose a lot of those core players, but Kansas City bringing back Chris Jones, also the defensive coordinator Steve Spagnuolo, and of course a lot of those guys are in the contract. Mahomes, Kelce, Pacheco is still in his rookie contract, so a lot of the core guys will indeed be back for 2024. We'll get into 2024 in just a little bit, but where you're located in the United Kingdom, Owen, I got to ask you, what's the buzz like in the UK amongst Chiefs fans with them winning the Lombardi again?
Yeah, I mean, our little community over here in the UK are absolutely buzzing, obviously. There's a big group of us down in Liverpool. I wasn't there, unfortunately, but there's a big group down in Liverpool for the Super Bowl night. It looked like they had a great time. They went and played some mini golf before the game. And, yeah, they had a great night, obviously, with the Chiefs winning. Sadly, like I said, I wasn't able to get down there myself. But, you know, it's good. Obviously, we are still reeling from the event. But Super Bowl on its own, what a fantastic thing for us fans over in the UK to enjoy. Yeah, it's been a great season for us. And, yeah, we've enjoyed every second of the ride, although it's been a roller coaster.
Yeah, it has been a roller coaster indeed, but I know you've mentioned a couple of times since you've been on the show, Chiefs fans definitely had the opportunity to take part in the international series when the game was played in Frankfurt, Germany. I know that you and a couple of the guys at Arrowheads Abroad had an opportunity to check that out. I bet that was amazing. And, of course, with them winning the big one, and you guys in the UK had the opportunity to celebrate. So now it's here. Well, now the Chiefs, they've won the big one. And now, the outlook for 2024, Mahomes, Reed, Kelce, Jones, Spagnuolo, the rest of the crew, they're going to be back in 2024. Pacheco's going to be back. He's under a rookie contract. But the Chiefs, listen, the AFC, just not just the NFL, the AFC alone, Owen, is going to be tough. Joe Burrow will be healthy. Aaron Rodgers will be healthy. Lamar Jackson's going to have something to say. Also, Josh Allen, Tua Tagovailoa, Justin Herbert, just to name a few. Where do you see the Chiefs in 2024?
I mean, it's really, really tough to say. I feel like I've not even allowed myself to look at the 2024 season just yet. I'm still busy enjoying this one and enjoying this Super Bowl victory. And like I said, we went through an absolute gauntlet in the AFC playoff run, going against a Dolphins team that has played some fantastic football all year. Arguably the best offense in the NFL for the majority of the season, and then to go into Buffalo and beat them was a really satisfying feeling. Obviously, Mahomes' first true playoff road game was great, and then to then bounce from that to go straight to Baltimore and beat them as well, obviously with the MVP, Lamar Jackson. So, yeah, I feel like the AFC was hard enough this year, and we managed to get through them and get back to another Super Bowl and make it to Las Vegas. So I feel like anything's possible when you have Andy Reid, Mahomes and Travis Kelce on this team. So obviously the AFC is going to get better with Joe Burrow coming back from injury and CJ Stroud having another year under his belt as well, because he's a fantastic quarterback. So yeah, obviously everyone's going to try and get better, but they're going to get better to try and beat this Chiefs team, because this was meant to be someone else's year, and we went out there and took it. We went out there and stole it from them. So, yeah, really happy with how the season turned out. And like I said, after the way it panned out for the Chiefs, I feel like anything's possible. So, yeah, bring it on. I'm looking forward to seeing what the rest of the AFC teams have got next season.
Yep, you said it best. And definitely it was a year that no one expected the Chiefs to do it, but they did it. And certainly 2024 is going to be interesting for Kansas City. But in the meantime, let's enjoy this win. And I know you and Chiefs fans, not just in the UK, but worldwide, you're definitely living in the moment, and rightfully so, definitely deserving of it. And you heard it from him. He's Owen Whittleson, co-host of the Arrowheads Abroad podcast, where the podcast covers the Kansas City Chiefs from a United Kingdom perspective. And Owen, again, thank you so much. Just tell everybody what's going on over at Arrowheads Abroad.
Yeah, so like I said, we have meetups during the season, and they're really good fun, whether it's in the UK or if we make it out to another country like we did this year with Frankfurt. We went to Kansas City the year before that to watch Chiefs Raiders in 2022. So, yeah, we're a great little group of guys and girls as well. We also do a podcast, more so in the regular season, but we still churn out those episodes in the off-season as well. Yeah, we just have a laugh, talk about what it's like being Chiefs fans from over in the UK. So if you're American and you want that alternative opinion and perspective, then feel free to give us a listen, because, yeah, we have a lot of fun doing what we do. And we just do it for the love of the Chiefs and the love of the sport. So, yeah, I'm really forward to seeing what this offseason has for the guys and looking forward to start building towards the 2024 season.
Absolutely. Owen, tell everybody where they can find you on social media and any websites. Let the listeners know that as well.
So it's at @KCChiefs_UK on Twitter for Arrowheads Abroad, and then we're just Arrowheads Abroad on Facebook. We've got a great little community over there, so come and get involved. It's pretty good fun.
Awesome. One last question before I let you go. Super Bowl Sunday is the day where everybody has their spread. Everybody eats different things in terms of the big one. What was the spread like? What did you have for the big one?
Hey, we were just eating W's over in the UK watching this Chiefs win the Super Bowl. But in terms of food, I like a few chicken wings on Super Bowl Sunday. I have some pretzels and some hummus and the odd beer here and there to wash it all down and tide things over for the big game. So, yeah, I like my American food, especially on Super Bowl Sunday. But, yeah, big chicken wing guy.
Awesome. And you heard it from him. He's Owen Whittleson, co-host of the Arrowheads Abroad podcast, where they cover the Kansas City Chiefs and the NFL from a United Kingdom perspective. Owen, this is a great season, my man. Thank you so much once again.
Yeah, of course. Cool. Thanks for having me. It's always fun.
First and goal. Mahomes swings at you.
It's there! Hardman! Jackpot, Kansas City! And this was the Andy Reid special. This was the Andy Reid special. We talked about him saving all day. He's going to fake a motion to go across. And at that moment, he turns and goes back. Hardman, who they didn't have, right?
And they win it by three on this touchdown throw to Mecole Hardman, who started the season as a Jet.
Well, first of all, I want to congratulate Andy, the football team, our coaching staff, on an incredible performance. And it's been an amazing five-year run. I want to thank the Lord for giving us this opportunity. Watching today's game, I couldn't help but think about my parents and how proud they would be of this football team. At their heart, they were the biggest Chiefs fans in the world, and they would love celebrating another world championship with the best fans in the NFL, Chiefs Kingdom. Kudos to the team. What an incredible performance. One of the most thrilling Super Bowls I've ever seen.
Well, there was no doubt. I mean, the guys were great. Defense played out of their mind. Huh? How about that D, baby? Our defense played great. And then the O just kept persevering and pushing and pushing and pushing and did a great job. I'm so proud of the whole group. Special teams jumped up in there and dominated right at the end there. It was beautiful. Man, I don't know, but I'm going to celebrate it with these people right here, man. Hey, on three, one, two, three. How about those? Jeez!
Really, just the whole game was just kind of our whole entire season. It was the defense just keeping us in there, and then the offense making plays when it counted. And then, of course, Harrison Butker hitting from about 70. So it was a microcosm of our whole season. I'm just proud of the guys. They kept believing. And I'm proud of the coaches for calling up those plays. They got us some touchdowns there at the end. Yeah, just know that the Kansas City Chiefs are never underdogs. Just know that. Yeah, it means the world. Just the whole family of Kansas City and Chiefs Kingdom is special. Brittany's a great wife with two great kids. I can't ask for anything better than this, man. We're Super Bowl champs, Kansas City. I'll see y'all at the parade. Let's do it, baby.
Chiefs Kingdom! Y'all hear this? We've been fighting for all right all day. How about a little Viva Las Vegas? Viva Las Vegas! Viva! Viva! Las Vegas! Well, you know, the goal's always been to get three. But we couldn't get here without getting the two and having that target on our back all year. And I love these guys right here. The men that we just won this thing with, family forever, baby. I couldn't be more proud of you guys. And how about it? We get a chance to do it three times in a row. How do you get excited for that, baby? You go party in Las Vegas and get back to it. You got to fight for your rights. Believe it, baby. I'll see y'all next year.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ruben Patel with Patient Plus Urgent Care. These days, it can be hard to find the time and money to take care of yourself. We're here to help with our new Urgent Care membership. Starting at $20 a month, the same as your car wash membership, visit any of our locations for that scratchy throat, runny nose, fever, chills, or any injury. Visit patientplusuc.com/membership for more information. patientplusuc.com/membership. Hi, I'm Dr. Ruben Patel with Patient Plus Urgent Care. These days, it can be hard to find the time and money to take care of yourself. We're here to help with our new Urgent Care membership. Starting at $20 a month, the same as your car wash membership, visit any of our locations for that scratchy throat, runny nose, fever, chills, or any injury. Visit patientplusuc.com/membership for more information. patientplusuc.com/membership. Hi, I'm Dr. Ruben Patel with Patient Plus Urgent Care. These days, it can be hard to find the time and money to take care of yourself. We're here to help with our new Urgent Care membership. Starting at $20 a month, the same as your car wash membership, visit any of our locations for that scratchy throat, runny nose, fever, chills, or any injury. Visit patientplusuc.com/membership for more information. patientplusuc.com/membership.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Margot felt quite exquisite as she dipped her fries in mayo, gracefully extending her pinky to the sky. See, she had just saved by getting Cox Mobile for her family. Yes, more lines, more savings, Margot. Brilliant. She finished her cherry slush drink with a triumphant... Exquisite indeed. Visit a Cox store and pay as low as $30 a line for 4 or more unlimited lines. 4 lines required for $30 per line price, max of 5 lines. Prices exclude taxes, device activation, and other fees and charges. Other restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ruben Patel with Patient Plus Urgent Care. These days, it can be hard to find the time and money to take care of yourself. We're here to help with our new Urgent Care membership. Starting at $20 a month, the same as your car wash membership, visit any of our locations for that scratchy throat, runny nose, fever, chills, or any injury. Visit patientplusuc.com/membership for more information. patientplusuc.com/membership. Hi, I'm Dr. Ruben Patel with Patient Plus Urgent Care. These days, it can be hard to find the time and money to take care of yourself. We're here to help with our new Urgent Care membership. Starting at $20 a month, the same as your car wash membership, visit any of our locations for that scratchy throat, runny nose, fever, chills, or any injury. Visit patientplusuc.com/membership for more information. patientplusuc.com/membership.
Margot felt quite exquisite as she dipped her fries in mayo, gracefully extending her pinky to the sky. See, she had just saved by getting Cox Mobile for her family. Yes, more lines, more savings, Margot. Brilliant. She finished her cherry slush drink with a triumphant... Exquisite indeed. Visit a Cox store and pay as low as $30 a line for 4 or more unlimited lines. 4 lines required for $30 per line price, max of 5 lines. Prices exclude taxes, device activation, and other fees and charges. Other restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ruben Patel with Patient Plus Urgent Care. These days, it can be hard to find the time and money to take care of yourself. We're here to help with our new Urgent Care membership. Starting at $20 a month, the same as your car wash membership, visit any of our locations for that scratchy throat, runny nose, fever, chills, or any injury. Visit patientplusuc.com/membership for more information. patientplusuc.com/membership.